From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
On today's edition of Let the Bible Speak, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns as he concludes a message entitled Salvation Signified and Sealed Through Faith, part of his series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11. The text is found in verses 28 and 29, verses which speak of two acts of faith on the part of Moses and the children of Israel. First, the keeping of the Passover, and then the passage through the Red Sea. Dr. Cairns has been drawing some important spiritual lessons regarding what God, through Christ, has accomplished for His people. The Passover signified the salvation of Israel from the death angel, which claimed the firstborn of Egypt. Then the passage through the Red Sea demonstrated God's power to keep His people from their enemies. Both the Passover and the passage of the Red Sea have their spiritual counterparts in the sacraments of the Lord's Supper and baptism. These are signs by which the believer's faith is strengthened and confirmed. It is imperative that these sacraments be kept properly, with careful attention to their spiritual significance, if they are to lead to the enjoyment of God's blessing. Obedience to the Lord's commands in both of these sacraments will lead the believer to security as he focuses on the true object of faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. Our text for this morning is found in Genesis chapter 21 and verse 6. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. It was far above the power of nature, and even contrary to its laws, that the aged Sarah should be honored with a son. And even so, it is beyond all ordinary rules that I, a poor, helpless, undone sinner, should find grace to bear about in my soul the indwelling Spirit of the Lord Jesus. I, who once despaired, as well I might, for my nature was as dry and withered and barren and accursed as a howling wilderness, even I have been made to bring forth fruit unto holiness. Well may my mouth be filled with joyous laughter, because of the singular, surprising grace which I have received of the Lord. For I have found Jesus, the promised seed, and He is mine forever. This day will I lift up psalms of triumph unto the Lord, who has remembered my low estate. For my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. I would have all those that hear of my great deliverance from hell, and my most blessed visitation from on high, laugh for joy with me. I would surprise my family with my abundant peace. I would delight my friends with my ever-increasing happiness. I would edify the church with my grateful confessions, and even impress the world with the cheerfulness of my daily conversation. Bunyan tells us that Mercy laughed in her sleep, and no wonder when she dreamed of Jesus. My joy shall not stop short of hers, while my Beloved is the theme of my daily thoughts. The Lord Jesus is a deep sea of joy. My soul shall dive therein, shall be swallowed up in the delights of His society. Sarah looked on her Isaac, and laughed with excess of rapture, and all her friends laughed with her. And thou, my soul, look on thy Jesus, and bid heaven and earth unite in thy joy unspeakable.
Shout, glory, glory, hallelujah. I will praise God forever. I will shout on the Red Sea. Shout, glory. heart conceived from whom those comforts flowed. Shout,
glory, glory, hallelujah. I will praise God forever. I will shout aloud and sing. Shout, glory.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
You ever notice in most churches the communion table is a 5-minute P.S. at the end of the service? And it's rattled through at an ungodly rate of speed. After all, you can't keep people back from their lunch. You can blaspheme God right enough, but that's more not as important as burnt roast beef. So, got to let the people go and just rattle through. You remember Christ by faith. And I want to tell you, God is never in a hurry. We have got our fast-paced life, and we have got everything else going as we want, and we want Almighty God to be a puppet on our string and say, well, now, Lord, we have so many minutes to give you at church. We have so many minutes to give you at prayer meeting. We have so many minutes to give you at the Lord's table. And, oh, God, you better jump. Well, I want to tell you, God doesn't jump to that kind of command. It's time for you and me to get our pace in line with the Lord's. And especially when we come around the Word of God and the table of the Lord. Take time that the revelation may beget faith within our hearts, and we remember Him looking beyond the sacramental sign of bread and wine to the great spiritual reality of the humanity and the bloodshedding of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You keep them by faith. And the third thing you'll notice is that faith leads the believer to the real enjoyment of the thing signified. That's the glorious thing. When you exercise faith in the matter of baptism, then your faith goes beyond the water, and your faith enjoys the thing that the water signifies. When you eat and drink at the Lord's table, and you do so by faith with your eyes on Christ, then you go beyond the mere signs and elements, and you enjoy the reality that's in Christ. You see, we have read that they were baptized unto Moses. In other words, there was the realization of a covenant union. That's what happens when faith takes hold of the Word. And that's why God has given us these sacraments. It was Augustine who referred to the sign of the sacrament as a sermon. A sacrament is a sermon without words. It speaks to the heart. It edifies the soul. It tells you of spiritual reality, and faith leads the believer to the enjoyment of that spiritual reality. Now, these sacraments, then, are vitally important. They are not the essence of salvation, but they are vitally connected to it. And yet, let me show you their limitations. Because when men observe the same actions as Christians in their sacrament without faith, it leads them to destruction. The children of Israel went through the Red Sea. They were baptized unto Moses. The Egyptians came and they did the very same thing, and they perished and went to hell. That's happening all over America. Christians are baptized by faith in Christ. Christians eat and drink at the Lord's table by faith in Christ. So therefore a lot of Pharaoh's hosts come along and they get baptized and then they come to the Lord's table. But they are only elements of their own destruction. You see, it is not the sacrament that saves, it is the Savior that saves. And the Savior is received by faith in Christ. Never substitute a sacramental action for real faith in Christ. That will destroy your soul. The children of the Egyptians did the very same thing as the children of Israel. But they perished. Salvation, the sacraments that signify and seal that salvation, and that through faith. And that leads us then to the security of this signified and sealed salvation. If something's sealed, it's secure. You'll notice the security of these children of Israel was not in the strength of their faith. Now, I want you to get this clearly, because this is a point that so many Christians labor over. When faith is strong, they have great assurance. When faith is weak, they have poor assurance. In fact, sometimes they have no assurance. Assurance and security do not depend on the strength of faith. In actual fact, the children of Israel were very weak in faith, certainly at the Red Sea. When they first cried unto the Lord, it was not in faith, it was in fear. And they turned to Moses and said, "Didn't we tell you it'd be better to leave us in the land of Egypt? We'd only have been slaves there, but here we're going to be corpses." So there wasn't much faith there. Now, they had faith. Paul tells us that. But it certainly was weak at a time. Security does not rest in the strength of our faith. It rests in the object of our faith, namely Christ. If you read the passage carefully that we read this morning, you'll find the security of the children of Israel rested particularly in the person of their Lord, Jehovah. It rested in the purpose of their Lord. He had purposed that the destroyer would not touch them. It rested in the propitiation of their Lord. The blood of the sacrifice had appeased the wrath of God and purchased the salvation of his people. And there in that precious blood rested their security. You remember when Dr. Paisley was here? He preached on Exodus 12 and he gave a very simple but striking illustration. Imagining two boys in adjacent homes on the night of death in Egypt, and the blood was applied, and in one home one young fellow cowered in fear. And his faith was weak, and he wondered, will the death angel yet strike? And in the other one, the young fellow could sit back in absolute calm. The blood's on the door. I cannot be touched. The question is, which of those two young fellows was more secure? The one who felt absolute assurance, or the other whose faith was weak and he was plagued with doubt? The answer is, they are equally secure, for the security is not in their feeling, but it's in the blood that covered them. If you're under the blood, you're secure. Their security rested in the promise of their Lord. He promised. Could he fail to fulfill his promise? I remember when the Lord led me into the assurance of faith, it was on this very point of the absolute truthfulness of the promise of God. And then finally, at the Red Sea, they found out their security rested in the power of the Lord. Could Pharaoh overcome them? No, sir. Could the Red Sea form an impassable barrier? No, sir. God's power was on their side. And whatever it took to bring them safely through, the Lord said, I will do it. Faith takes hold of this great promise then, this great statement. I trust this morning that as we have looked at God's word, by faith you can lay hold of the promise. By faith you can see in the sacraments that salvation that God signifies, and that you'll enjoy the security of that enjoyment sealed to your heart in the absolute assurance that the Christ who died with the purpose of saving us didn't die in vain, and his purpose and his power and his promise all go together to ensure our safe arrival in the glory land. May the Lord bless his word to all our hearts for his own name's sake. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Just before I close the meeting with prayer, let me ask you again to think carefully of where you stand in this matter of salvation. Sacraments can't save you, however important they are. Don't think because you've been baptized you're going to heaven. Don't think because you eat and drink at the Lord's table you're bound to be in heaven. Observing sacraments will send you to hell unless you know Christ. Have you been washed in the blood? Have you come to Christ? Man, make sure you're saved today. I'm here as your servant for Jesus' sake. I invite you to come and have a word with me. Let me open the book of God with you and point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, bless thy word. We do thank thee for the great salvation that is in Christ, revealed in Scripture, purchased by his precious blood and applied by the Holy Spirit, imparting faith to our hearts. O God, our Father, we pray that thou wilt bless the word of the Lord today. We ask thee, O God, today that thou wilt bring sinners to Christ, bring backsliders to their first love, bring saints into revival. Oh, we pray that in everything our Lord Jesus Christ will have all the praise and all the glory. Hear our prayer and part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. The beginning of knowledge and wisdom be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both this Sabbath day and until our Savior either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.